If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to GundryMD.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GundryMD.com/energy.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's Sunday Q&A, brought to you from the garden, where it is warm, but not as warm as it was half an hour ago when I recorded the Sunday Q&A for the first time, only to realise when I got it in that because we painted the hallway last week and because the kids got our Instagram account and we did it on time-lapse, I recorded the whole thing at speed times 10. So what a time I'm writing, aren't you? I'm 30, yeah. No, the good news, of course, is it's a Friday afternoon and it's 6:10. So rather than coffee, cheers. Very nice. Right, so I haven't even got my bins on. Look at that, I'm prepared. Little case out. So this week's intro, Leachy says, because we did the one with the Viola bin lorry. He said, I watched the bin lorry do exactly the same thing down in Fareham on Monday morning. Yeah, it's quite fun to watch. I have done a little separate video that we're on the TikTok now. At the moment, it's pretty much either old videos that we've already seen on YouTube or like snippets of videos that you've already seen on YouTube. You get the odd bit on, you know, they're kind of more like shorts, which apparently you can put on YouTube too. But I said I'd try and make a bit of an effort to try and broaden the horizons and do Australian crawl or breaststroke or whatever you call it. So I don't, there's probably a link on there somewhere if you want to check out the TikTok. At the moment, it's a pastiche of what you've got here, but yeah, it may grow. So this week's main video was on the Euro 6 thing. And thanks to the fact that guy told me last week of how to paste text only, you're now going to get replies because it's easier to do. So Paul Oldfield, who's the guy who asked for the video, he said, thanks for the insight. He said, I see about the Euro 6. It's a difficult time to start, but I need to work for myself, so I'm fed up working for the man. Doesn't actually say the man, but and being underappreciated by my employer. Happens out there, Paul. Some employers will appreciate you, some won't. You find a job that you love and you'll never have to go to work for the rest of your life, said the Beatle. But yeah, I mean, I was quite happy with it, but then of course everything didn't pan out for me. Whether I'll ever go back to being my own man again, I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. But if it does work out for you, I hope it suits you, my friend. Derek O'Brien says, there's the issue about turning off AdBlue, because having the AdBlue can cause problems, and it's also, it can get expensive. You know, the filter's gone, the sensor's gone, this is gone, it's expensive. And of course there is the fact you're putting AdBlue in it every day. Of course, putting the AdBlue in makes it more environmentally friendly. Although then there's kind of a debate on, does it make it that much more environmentally friendly? Is it making that much difference? Some will say yes, they're probably right, but you know, Tracy, you can turn it off. Jim on the Run says it's easy to map it out. PTR Transport says could invalidate your insurance, be careful. And then there was a kind of a debate ensued. I know someone who has turned off the AdBlue in his vehicles, and he said they still go through the MOT, they still pass the emissions thing, and he doesn't have any trouble. It's about £500 to remap a vehicle, as far as I can work for a big vehicle. Whether it's less for a small one, I don't know. I've never done it. But something else I did hear is that the ministry are getting wise to it, and they've now got technology that will tell if you've had it remapped, and if you've had it remapped, then I don't know if it's going to be like an MOT failure, or they might turn around and go, whether that's kind of a legal thing, an illegal thing, a fine thing. If anyone knows more about it, stick it in the comments. We'll talk about it in there. We'll get on Wise Guys next week's only Q&A. But yeah, so you can do it if you want, don't if you don't. You do you. As for the subject of should you get a Euro 6, Baz in a van says, if you don't have one by now, you're not doing that well. They're 8 years old. I think the thing, Baz, is it's not always a matter of whether you've got like the money to buy a Euro 6. My mate Ken had a Euro 4, and he loved that van. And anything went wrong with it, it was always done, it was always immaculate, clean, any tiny bit of rust, it was all sorted. And he just loved the van. He said, the box is small, it just suits me perfectly. And then it got to the stage where he couldn't drive it anymore. And he would have just had that van repaired and driven it forever and ever and ever, like, you know, sort of 100 years old, he's still driven it. But with all the fines and stuff, he had to get rid of it. And he's now got a Citroen Relay, which isn't a box, hasn't got a tail lift. He hates it. It's not always about the size of the van. Some people just like their vans. That guy who's had a van that's only done 2 miles a day and he's only done 60,000 miles. He's 20 years old. Immaculately maintained. But he's got to get rid of it now because of the fines. So he gets rid of a van that's perfectly well, that works perfectly well, so he can buy one that goes into the zone. And that's supposed to be environmentally friendly, is it? Don't get me started. It's poor people's tax under the guise of ecology. That's what it is. My mate David Chris says that. Domain name guy, he says, customers will start to refuse to pay ULEZ fines and congestions because there are not enough. Because if you go and say, I've got to go into the zone, it's like, well, so is everybody else. Everyone's got a Euro 6 van. It also makes me wonder, from the point of view of the people that are issuing these fines, their fine levels must be going down. So they must be thinking, we're losing revenue here. So what do we do? Turn around and say, oh, only battery vehicles. No, there's not enough battery vehicles. We'll never get away with that one. There'll be something. They'll come up with some way of, you know, going, it'll be Euro 6 after a point or something like that, because they're even better. You wait and see. They'll have a see. So, yeah, I'm telling you, poor people's tax under guise of ecology. He also says, I wonder how multi-drop drivers even do drops in London with, like, box junctions and cameras and red routes. And it makes you wonder. They do. Maybe it's more of a suburbs thing. But yeah, if you're a multi-drop driver in London and you're watching, I'd love to hear from you. Let me know. How'd you pull it off? My hat goes off to you, sir. If I have one, which I haven't. Vamoose says, the worst part about driving in London, driving lorries in London, isn't the driving. It's the mental battle going on your head thinking, if I do a wrong turn, it's half a day's wages. And the time. I was, we had to do the Brightling thing. So I've had a few days in Knightsbridge, unloading in a loading bay where you can only unload. I had to be there at 7 o'clock in the morning, unloading only between 10 and 4, 20 minutes. How are you supposed to get a full lorry load off in 20 minutes? I'm there for an hour and a half, 2 hours. So we just got a ticket every day. And I think it's just another way of Westminster Council making money. It's like they put loading bays outside Tesco's. And they know that Urban Arctic is going to rock up every day at 7 o'clock because that's what time they have to deliver the food. And all they do is they wait there at 7 o'clock and go, bang, smack your ticket on your window. Do that 5 days a week, £80, that's £400 a week. The Westminster get out of every Tesco's Metro, and Tesco's Metro go, yeah, we'll pay it, we're Tesco's. It's just expensive parking. You know, it's just, you think, well, you can go to them and go, this ain't right. I need a permit. We're going to not let the people in London not get their food, so we don't park there, we'll just go safe. So, you know, it is what it is. But and getting out as well. I went to Croydon this week. I've got to stop going to Croydon. I think I can get to the moon quicker than I can get to Croydon. I think, oh, that's South London. It's not that far. No, neither's, I don't know, the Isle of Wight. But you try driving, you get wet. You know, sort of. I'd swap my lorry for a duck. You know, they're amphibious ducks. Been on those. They're quite fun. Anyone who's doing a multi drop in London, I'd say hat goes off. Yeah. Worst part about driving in London, yeah, half a day's wages gone. You're not wrong. And I've, you know, it's happened. I accidentally went through a no right turn. Yeah, that was a fine. And finally on the matter, user RR says, thanks for the insightful post. I'm very interested in doing anything to do with the industry. Oh, and on another point, he said, I've nothing to do with the industry, but he finds it interesting. And on another point, your union flag is upside down. 2 points on this. Firstly, well done for using Union Flag, not Union Jack. You only get Union Jack on board a ship. Although you can use Union Jack, it's acceptable. And secondly, I just couldn't be bothered to find the time to work out which one was up. I'm not a traitor. Just sort of like, just put it up. Just wind it up. You know, I'm a bit like that. I'm a bit bump sticking it up, you know. So that sounded wrong, didn't it? Yeah, we ignore that. And finally, from Gary, who said, my really good Ford Transit custom is Euro 6. It's my secret thing, isn't it? I keep slagging them off. I actually really like them. They look really cool. You look good on the driveway. You know, that kind of, you could be, you, if you soup it up just the right way. Yeah, I do actually like people. I mean, I don't, you know, for carrying loads, you don't get a lot in them. And, you know, is it a big van? Is it a small van? Is it both? No, it's neither. But it is still quite cool. So there you go, Gary. I'll give you that. So, right, this week's Wise Guys.
AI might be the most important new computer technology ever. It's storming every industry, and literally billions of dollars are being invested. So buckle up. The problem is that AI needs a lot of speed and processing power. So how do you compete without costs spiraling out of control? It's time to upgrade to the next generation of the cloud, Oracle Cloud Infrastructure, or OCI. OCI is a single platform for your infrastructure, database, application development, and AI needs. OCI has 4 to 8 times the bandwidth of other clouds, offers one consistent price instead of variable regional pricing, and of course, nobody does data better than Oracle. So now you can train your AI models at twice the speed and less than half the cost of other clouds. If you want to do more and spend less, like Uber, 8x8, and Databricks Mosaic, take a free test drive of OCI at oracle.com/insights. That's oracle.com/insights. oracle.com/insights.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Leachy says, because we had the guy, actually we still do Steve Campbell first, we had the guy who turned around and said, European moves with a trainer, is it worth it? Steve Campbell says, you would need an O license and a tack over a van with trailer, no other driving test required and no driver's CPC. So what he's saying is you don't have to do the, like, the 18 ton or the 7.5 ton because of the weight thing, but you do need a tacko and an O license. If you could let me know why, because I'm curious about that one. I'm sure it's probably right, but I'm curious to know why. So, because, you know, I mean, if the guy's got to do get an O license, that's That's a load of grief, isn't it? And secondly, Lynch, he said, I imagine it would be stressful moving someone's belonging on the back of a trailer, especially making sure nothing is stolen. So presumably what he's saying is, if you're going to park up overnight and you wake up in the morning, your van's still there. No trailer. It's gone. It's like, oh dear. So yeah, I think on the whole, it's probably a bit of a no-no. You're probably better off with a bigger removally type vehicle. And that's what the guys think anyway. So Saswi says, he says, thanks for your videos. I've watched most of them. That's very kind of you. Thank you, Saswi. He says, I'm in the courier business and I use the courier app, which is free, because I wasn't sure whether it was going to work out for him. He says, now I'm ready to buy a courier app, but I'm confused which one works the best. Please send me a link. I live in Birmingham and have a small van, which I update with a bigger van. Also opinions on that. Well, we're having that one, you know, the small van versus big van debate. Can we have some comments on the small van versus big? Oh, that's reminds me of something else I've got to do. I'll write that down. Waiting time. Who waited the longest? I got the responses ages ago. I keep forgetting to do the video. I'll write it. I'll do that tomorrow. Yes, so small van versus big van. What do we think, guys? Small van, big fish, little fish, cardboard box. Been a long time since my raving days, as you can probably tell. yes, we'll do that. If we can get some comments on that, well, maybe wait up, we'll do a video on it. So anyway, we'll get back to you on that one with the wise guys. And finally, Ken McKenzie says, I don't know if you remember me, MI5 Couriers. Yes, I remember you, Ken. I remember you got the name by accident. It wasn't supposed to be like Mike 5 or something like that, or Me 5, and it just came out as MI5. But it's one of those names that stands out. You think, oh, MI5, well, you've got five quotes in there. PDF, Vlogadier, Mama, and then MI5 Couriers. Dun, 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 dun. Yeah, so more likely to get the job, I think. We did a video on that, didn't we? On, where's it been down here? Whether your name makes a difference. I think I did one on that one. I'll do a link if I remember it. We'll do that. But he says, I was on the CX before and liked it. Looking to rejoin one if I should get a curtain side or small van. Do you know anyone who has a curtain side sprinter type van so I can put their brains a bit? You don't see many curtains. You must mean curtain side sprinter box, not just like a normal sprinter van, like a rigid type, like sort of that would work. So anyway, let's have a debate for Ken and Sassy. Big van, little van. Big van, little fish. That's right. I don't know. Anyway, we'll try and get that one out for you guys. Right, this week's trucks. HMS says, he enjoyed the video. So how much money can you make on the HX in a 26-ton truck or an Arctic? I would say you should be aiming gross for between 5 to 7 a day. 7 is hard work. You have to get up early and finish late to do it, because you've got to try and pack 3 jobs in to get 7. 5 you should be able to do, either on a big distance, sleeping out, and then big distance coming back, or a couple of shorter jobs. Although I've got to say, on the whole, you get the same money pretty much for 7.5 ton. And sometimes I'm getting more money for 7.5 ton jobs than I am for Arctics. So be careful. I know if Arctic is the way forward. In my own mind, I still think 18 tons are the best, because you can do the majority of the jobs, you get into the majority of the places, and it's not quite as heavy on the fuel as the others. But again, comments on that one. Let's go back to HMS and see what we think. So that was trucks and this week's miscellaneous. Daniel Garcia. Sorry, Mark, I can't get your name right. He says, extra thanks for the video and the content. He says, he enjoys the videos. He said, but I request you focus on the video editing when you're explaining something, include B-roll, animations, subtitles. Mate, I'm not that good. I'm really not that good. I'm very, very basic. I've normally got 2 cameras, and I cut between the 2 and paste it together. That's the limit to my skills. I can do the odd fade. I'm trying to learn from my mate Nick at London Creative. Hello, Nick. About J cuts and L cuts, but I'm not that great. It's pretty basic, to be honest with you. I'll do my best to improve as time goes by. Could try harder, but at the moment it's all pretty basic. It's just pretty basic stuff, mate, to be honest with you. By 72 said, van prices are dropping now. They were silly prices. Is this true? Is it a good time to buy a van? I don't know about that. I really don't know. And finally, HMS did. He said, can you give us a tour of the truck? I did a tour of the truck. I did a video back in the day. So we'll you know, we'll draw you a link for that one. So, and in conclusion this week, Chris says, sorry, on the way I did the video about polishing boots. He says, sorry to be ignorant, Pete, but who cares? Clickbait for topping your money up. Yeah, I did an apology about this last week. You're quite right. I have absolutely no idea why I thought I did a video of me polishing boots. I did find it intriguing. I thought, I wonder if anyone else has this problem. And then I'm thinking afterwards, I wonder if anybody else has a problem, you know, folding their bathroom towels, which I can do a video about, or rewinding their videotapes. Contemporary reference for the 18 to 25-year-olds there. But yeah, I don't know about clickbait. Nobody watched it. Nobody probably ever will. So, and finally, he said, oh my God, the Rolex has gone. Yeah, the Rolex is never there. It was an illusion. Looks like a Rolex. Keeps equally bad time as a Rolex. It's a diver's watch, but don't get it wet. And you wouldn't cry if you got mugged. Put it that way. So yeah, no, that's, we're on the Seamaster at the moment. There you go, with the scratchy face. Can't imagine how that happened with the sapphire glass. Oh, I should send that back to Amiga and get me money back. Anyhow, so that's it for a week. Another week out of the exchange. Next week's video, as we did about the Viola Bin Dory tipping, features a funeral car pile-up on the motorway. I did double check to make sure there was no one in the cars at the time, like mourners or coffins, because that would have been very, very wrong. But yeah, that's coming out next week. In the meantime, enjoy the sunshine, everybody. Have a wonderful week. Take care. Take money.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.